Joshua chapter 4, would you look with me? Joshua chapter 4, verse number 5. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers, that when your children ask their fathers, in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark, the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. I want to speak tonight on the subject of a lasting inheritance, a lasting inheritance. Many of us will not pass on any monetary significance to our children, but what all of us can pass on to our children and the people around us is an inheritance of godliness, an inheritance that God has given us through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I pray that that would be true in all of our lives tonight. Lord, you've been so good to us. Thank you for the privilege of being back home. Lord, I still consider this to be my home away from home. Lord, thank you for growing up in rural America in a Bible-preaching church. We want to glorify and honor you tonight, for it's all about Jesus Christ. We ask you that he would be lifted up. We ask you that all that's said and done would bring glory and honor to the Savior who deserves it. We ask you that you'd work on our hearts tonight to leave an inheritance that lasts, it's forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This portion of Scripture begins where we read it tonight. The children of Israel, the next generation, is about ready to cross the Jordan River. Now, if you remember in your Sunday school class or in your Bible reading, that the previous generation didn't have the faith to go and capture and to win the land that God had already given them by his promise. And now God is calling a new generation to go and say, I want you to conquer. I want you to live victoriously. I want to give you a life that's victorious and that points to me. This people had been saved from Egypt. This people had been saved through the blood of the Lamb. They had sprinkled that blood on the doorposts, and that significance that the blood must be shed for the redemptions of sin. And they did that, and they went through victoriously. The death angel came across, and the Bible says that the children of Israel went out with a high hand, and that God encouraged them, and he blessed them. But then when the orders came to go conquer, to go obey, to go fulfill what God had called them to do, they didn't go forward. And now a new leader, following possibly the greatest leader to have ever walked on the face of the earth, other than Jesus Christ, Moses, his shoes are now being filled by Joshua, and a great leader to come on the stage. Many of you know this. You're in a good Bible-preaching church, but there's a generation coming behind us that have got to have a lasting heritage given to them. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of a sinner is laid up for the just. The truth is tonight that all of us, as we follow Christ, God is calling to us to pass down principles and precepts and truth to our children's children that will go on with them for the rest of their life. Tonight, I stand in a place where a man stood for decades and he was passing on an inheritance, not of money, but of truth that lasts forever. I wonder if what the world doesn't like about Christianity is that there is truth that can't be refuted. Have all of us understand? I think we're all to the point tonight to realize that truth is non-negotiable. It doesn't change. And because it doesn't change, we have a truth tonight that we can rest our lives upon. And while the world is changing about us, we can rely on the truth of God that is never changing. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is our shield. He's our God, and he's the one that it's all about. Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? The question should have been, who is truth? Jesus is the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And although Jesus was all-inclusive, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He is very exclusive that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. There's only one Jesus, folks. In this world that we live, every religion is okay. Have you understood that the world is not for Christ? We have three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and they hate Jesus Christ. They hate the truth of the Word of God. There are some good purposes, I believe, of social media, but I believe this tonight, that social media is not the Christian's friend. Understand with me tonight that teenagers are spending around 5 to 10 hours a day on social media. They need something longer lasting than that. They need an inheritance that will last through the ages, and we have that tonight. Ephesians 2:1 says this, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses of sins. We were dead, and we were going to a place that was eternal death, but something happened. Jesus Christ came into our lives, and because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection, the blood that was shed for the remission of our sins, we were translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, and that's the inheritance that we have tonight, folks. That's what we pass on to our children. That's what we pass on to the Sunday school classes that we teach, those precious boys and girls. And I look around and I see teachers that were my teachers growing up. Still in church. Still being a testimony. You will not have a lasting influence on anybody without Jesus Christ and apart from him. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Tonight we have a need to pass on an inheritance of prayer. An inheritance of prayer. I have 3 points tonight and I can't even find them. I'll be honest with you, tonight I do not have my printed notes with me. The hotel we're staying at, I don't need to bore you with the details, but the hotel we're staying at, their printer stopped working. So when my iPad stops working, we're done tonight. We're done preaching. So some of you are praying, Lord, please kill that iPad. No. Tonight, we sit tonight with the Word of God, realizing that we are personally responsible for the inheritance that we leave to those around us. We are personally responsible. I believe that one day each and every one of us will give an account to the one who has given us breath, who has given us substance, who has given us his word, who has given us influence, and our influence is only lasting if it's placed in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the one that has the preeminence, folks. He's the one that it's all about. 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. We drive through Warwick on a weekly basis. Do you know what we see? We see people without hope. Do you know why they don't have any hope? Because they don't have truth. They do not have the truth that is in Jesus Christ alone. To an inheritance incorruptible. You and I were given a lively hope by the resurrection, and someday our bodies, we're going to see Jesus Christ. We're going to be resurrected to a new life, and we have eternal life right now if you're a saved believer tonight. But you and I have an inheritance incorruptible, and it rests in Christ and the kingdom that he's given us, and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. What are you going to do with the inheritance that God has given you? Tonight we have an inheritance of a personal Savior. We have an inheritance to pass on to people, that we have a personal Savior that loves us each individually, that knows our hearts, that knows our minds, that knows the purpose that he has for us. Acts chapter 2 and verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Tonight we have a world around us that needs to know a Savior lived, and he was perfect. He was sinless. He was God incarnate, and he died on an old rugged tree, and then he rose again the third day, and nobody can refute the fact of an empty tomb today, folks. We've got to get the news out. That's where our inheritance rests. And the primary purpose of every mom and dad and grandma and grandpa is to get that truth to the next generation. I'm afraid that we compartmentalize our life too much, that Sunday's for Sunday and Sunday's for the Lord, but the rest of the week is for us. I wonder if we would let Christ be the Lord of every part of our life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I'd say thank you, Lord, for indwelling me with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for guiding me in every decision that I make. Thank you, Lord, for getting me up this morning and allow me to be on my knees right now. A personal Savior. A personal Savior in salvation. He is the truth. And anybody that does not accept Jesus Christ as the way of salvation and the only way of salvation, my friend, does not have the truth. And we've got to get that to them. But also, not only in salvation, but in similitude. We have got to be like the Lord Jesus Christ in our daily lives. How can we pass on inheritance when we talk about a Savior that is not big enough to change our every action and big enough to influence our every decision? When we were getting on the flight, and thank you so much for flying us out. We were getting on the flight, and we prayed before we got up in the air. We prayed. As we were going in the plane, if you've ever been on a plane, sometimes turns need to be made. I hear Caleb. He says, "Daddy, Daddy, it's tipping. Daddy, it's tipping." And he just kept on getting louder, and people around us were laughing, and they were, "Daddy, it's tipping. It's tipping, Daddy." Praise the Lord that he knew who to call out to. But let me tell you something. There's some things that this daddy, can't handle. And he needs to know that there's a daddy in heaven that will answer his prayer and hear him every time he calls out, because someday he's not going to be under me anymore. Someday he's going to have to make decisions, and he's going to have to get on his knees on a daily basis and say, "Daddy, Daddy, it's tipping. I don't know what's happening in this world, Daddy. I don't know what's going on, but I know that you can strengthen me. I know that you have the answers." Oh, we've got to pass on the inheritance of prayer. As the children of Israel were building this memorial, it wasn't a memorial of gold. It was a memorial of stone. And let me tell you something today. There's only one stone, there's only one rock that will never pass away, that has the power for us to build our foundation on him. He's the foundation, he's the rock, he's the cornerstone. Do you have a prayer list tonight? Elias was a man subject unto like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. We have a prayer answering God. But are we a praying people? Say, "Pastor, Pastor Hall, how do I pass on that?" Does anybody ever see us come to a problem and pray about it? Do our children ever wake up in the morning and see us praying? Just recently I got this special rug that was for the purpose of us praying on. And that's the only purpose of it. It's not to step on, it's not to wear your shoes on it. Do you need a prayer rug? No. God can hear your prayer anywhere. God can hear you in here, out there. God can hear you on a plane, in a boat, wherever. But we've got to have reminders to pray, or we'll never pray. The other day, I was trying to get healthy, and my wife was like, honey, the trip is in a few days. You're not going to drop 30 pounds in a few days. I said, quiet, woman. No, I didn't say that. And I had a time every day that I was just getting down and doing some push-ups, you know. Just a simple thing to try to get me back in, get some blood flowing. But the truth is, I was convicted. I really was convicted. Because the boys saw me doing push-ups. But had they seen me doing praying? Had they seen me on my knees? An inheritance of prayer. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. That's the pastor's job, but really that's the people's job. That's every Christian's job. We not only have a powerful inheritance through Jesus Christ, the person of Christ, and through prayer, but I really believe tonight we can pass on an inheritance of the Bible. Inheritance of the Bible. My son, keep my words. There's just something amazing about being able to open a book and knowing that this is God's words. And, you know, having Sunday school when we were growing up, right in here, I remember us being in the back there and we would sing the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible. And we still talk about in our Sunday school classes, we have the boys, we have everybody say, and praise the Lord. This is another answer to prayer. And the boys have been learning how to pray. And they asked in Wednesday night prayer meeting, they said, let's pray that we could have more friends down in Sunday school and children's church. And guess what? God brought more friends for them to church. And praise the Lord about that. And children's church is been growing, and we've seen new children there, and praise the Lord for that. But they're learning prayer. But we've also got to pass on the words, the Bible. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. And there's a lot of voices out around, outside these walls, that say, hey, just follow your heart, do your thing, live your life, protect you, and listen to your heart. But we know the heart is deceitfully wicked above all. My son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. Tonight I wear on my hand a wedding ring. And I praise the Lord for my wife. And this is a reminder. This is a reminder that she has my heart. I belong to her. I belong to the Lord. But we need reminders. We need reminders to get in the Word. We need reminders to teach our children Bible verses. How are we going to pass on an inheritance if it's not real to us, if it's not a part of our daily lives? And that's why the Lord, I believe, said this, bind them to you. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou shalt mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Told the people this Sunday of the church, you know, we'll probably not leave anything monetarily for our children. But I said, if there is something that could be left to our children, if they're not in church, in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, desiring to follow the Lord and to live a separated life, I don't think that we should leave one dime to them. You say, well, Pastor Hall, that's harsh. Is it? Is money the important thing? It's what we have here tonight, folks. And I believe that it should be a part of all of our, every part of our life. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. We memorize those verses. Let's live them. Let's pass on a heritage. Inheritance for our children. Let's pass on Jesus Christ. Let's pass on Scripture. Let's pass on a life that resembles what we say. I also believe that, lastly, the inheritance that we give our children should be an inheritance of good, godly recollection, where they can remember times where they were blessed by God because they followed His word. You know, many times I believe that we can discipline children so much and we can yell at people so much that, boy, when they do something good, do they ever get blessed for that? Do they ever get encouraged? 2 Timothy 1:5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. You know, I don't know all about Timothy's family, but I didn't hear his father mentioned there. And I don't know what your family dynamics are tonight, but I know that if you add Jesus Christ and Him being the foundation of your home and you build your life on Him and His words and His principles infiltrate every part of your life, I believe that we as Christians can pass on an inheritance that will not fade away, and our children and our children's children and their children will all have a godly heritage. We've got to break the chain. We've got to get the Bible in our hearts and our lives, no matter what our family's like. Get the Bible. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Joshua, instructing these 12 men, a representative from each tribe of the children of Israel, to take a stone. I encourage us tonight, let's not focus on the metal, the gold and the silver that we leave. Let's focus on the stone. Let's focus on the things that won't change. The things that can't be refuted. The truth. Jesus Christ, His word. What meaneth these stones? And then we can tell them. You know, when Daddy was your age, the Lord helped Daddy win a victory. And you're going to come up to the same war, son. You're going to come up to the same problem, but there's a God in heaven. And He's powerful enough to answer your prayer. And here's the words of God. And this is how He instructs us to win this battle. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. Let me encourage you tonight. If you've never put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, He's the only truth. Anything that's contradictory to the gospel or Jesus Christ is a lie. But if you have, never give up on loving Him. Never give up on encouraging others. Passing out a tract, you're leaving an inheritance every time you pass out a tract. Every time you encourage somebody to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Never give up praying. Never give up investing in God's work. Heard one man say this, he said, "What I saved, I lost. What I spent, I don't have, but what I gave, I have." What I gave, I have. Let's give an inheritance. Lord, we thank You for this time tonight. Lord, I ask You that You would help each and every one of us to, Lord, be determined. It's not going to happen in our own power. We can't leave an inheritance by our own strength, by the flesh. We ask You that we'd be submitted to You. We ask You that every waking hour of our day, we would have conscious thoughts about You. And then, Lord, we'd be able to talk about Your word to others, to our children, to our grandchildren. Lord, that we would win others for the Lord Jesus Christ and give them the gospel. Lord, I thank You that You don't change. Help us as your people to be like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.